Welcome to All Caring Conversations, your health and wellness matters. I'm your host, Tracy Dawn Brewer.
If you think you know everything you need to know about the American Red Cross, I think you will be surprised after today's episode. I'm so excited to bring you Kim Crow, the executive director with our local chapter, and she shares so much great information with us today. I hope you act upon at least one opportunity that she shares to help in our community. Enjoy our conversation. Welcome back to a new episode of Alt Caring Conversations. Today, I have a great episode in store for you because I have Kim Crow with us today on the program. Kim is the executive director with the American Red Cross of Heartland, Stark, and Muskingum Lakes chapter. So, Kim, thank you for joining me, and I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself and your history with the American Red Cross.
Certainly. So, I am in my 24th year with the American Red Cross. And it's been quite a journey. I actually was hired in 2000 to run the rape crisis program that used to be housed under the American Red Cross. Back in those days, the American Red Cross had these community programs across the country that made them unique to their particular community. And when we, when Gail McGovern, our leader, our CEO, had a vision of becoming One Red Cross, she felt it was imperative that we look the same from community to community to community. So a lot of these programs were phased out of the chapters. And so we phased rape crisis out of the chapter as well. And then I moved into the executive director position. So I've been doing that for the past 10 years.
That is amazing. I already know from preparing for this episode how much cool information that you're going to share that I had no idea about. Of course, that's why I have you on here today. So that is such an amazing history. And I'm so excited to get to chat with you today. I love that I met you during my involvement with a fundraising project that we had done together, and your passion for what the American Red Cross does. It's so evident. And we do so much in the community. And I am so excited that when you shared your response of the single biggest piece of advice that you would offer about your organization, it explains the impact of a single person, what that one single person can have. And of course, we're going to talk about blood donation, but you have other donations that you're going to talk about too. So can you share why that is so important, that one single person?
Well, you know, when you look at everything that we do, probably not most importantly, but equally important, is our workforce consists of volunteers. So 90% of our workforce is done by our volunteers. And people don't realize how important it is for us to have volunteers. You know, we also collect life-saving blood. And so one donor's blood donation can save at least one life. They collect whole blood, platelets, and then we have this Power Red that we also collect as well. We also have our life-saving smoke alarm install program. It's called Sound the Alarm, Save a Life, and we install free smoke alarms throughout the country. And of course, we install them throughout our chapter footprint.
Yeah. So that one single person is in multiple roles, not just
absolutely
blood donation, plasma.
There's so much they can do. And let's not forget our service to the armed forces. We provide emergency communication between our service members and their families. And we need volunteers to help us with confirming and validating that a service member would need to return home.
Yeah. And I know whenever we were getting ready for the event, that was part of the presentation, and it was stunning.
Yes.
You guys did a beautiful job with that. So when we're talking about blood donations and people being called all the time to take action and donate, what is considered a blood shortage, and why does it seem like there's such an emergency like right now?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. So blood shortages occur when the blood products are going to the hospitals faster than the donations are coming in. So that means they're leaving our shelves and heading to the hospital, but yet our shelves are not being replenished with new blood. And right now we're facing an emergency shortage because we have some of the lowest numbers of people giving in the past 20 years. And part of this is because of COVID. And pre-COVID and post-COVID donations are down, nearly 7,000 unit shortfall. And the numbers of people giving to the Red Cross prior to COVID to now is 300,000. So since 2019, I don't know, this was a little confusing. Since 2019, we have lost more than 300,000 donations since the pandemic, and we haven't been able to recoup that. And so even a small disruption in blood donations will really hurt us because we're already down such a significant amount. So, you know, just even like through the holidays, people are busy. They aren't giving. During the summers, they're going on vacations. They're not giving. And so even those interruptions that we have in donations really impact us.
So that was that brings up a good point, because I was wondering if seasonally you see these things like holidays and, just like you said, family vacations affect or cause challenges for your organization? Or do you feel like organizations gather together when they have like giving heart during, I don't know, Christmas and Thanksgiving? Like, we want to donate blood. You know, that's something that they do as a group. What do you see like those challenges through the seasons?
Yeah. So, you know, we definitely have challenges through the seasons. And, you know, also because we live in Northeast Ohio, we have snowstorms and ice storms. And so when we got hit hard, it was a couple years ago, we canceled so many blood drives because, you know, the weather was horrific. It was a foot of snow out there. So that also impacts our giving. And even if we still run the drive, people are less likely to come out if it's icy or lots of snow. So they'll cancel. So we are also affected by the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And in Northeast Ohio, you'll get all four seasons in a week. So that is
That's right.
So let's talk about some of the other donations besides blood donations that someone can offer the American Red Cross.
Absolutely. So disaster response. Well, let me back up for a minute. We have five core services, and I love to challenge people on coming up with our five, because most people can come up with four. But the last one is a little bit of a struggle for most people. So we have disaster cycle services. We have training services, which is our CPR, first aid, AED, aquatics, babysitting. We have service to the armed forces, which I spoke about, emergency communication. And we have biomedical, which is blood, which we already talked about. And then the one most people have trouble with, we have international services. And people don't realize that we help the rest of the world. And with one interesting fact is that with other worldwide partners, we have immunized over 2 billion, with a B, 2 billion children against measles and rubella.
Wow.
So we don't deploy people to other countries, but we do also help financially with disasters.
Yeah, I would have been one of the people that would not have been able to come up with that. I had no idea. So that's fantastic to share that.
And so like with disaster response, if somebody was interested in helping us with disaster response, we have about 65,000, we respond about 65,000 disasters a year, and the majority of them are home fires. And so as a disaster response volunteer, you could actually respond to these home fires within your very own community. And we provide immediate assistance, and we rely on our volunteers to provide comfort and care, and get them back on their feet. And then, as I also mentioned, we also install free smoke alarms. So if you have a passion for making homes safer, you can join us and we canvas neighborhoods and we install smoke alarms.
Wow. I had no idea that that was part of your program. That is phenomenal.
So we have therapy dogs and we have volunteers. They're Red Cross volunteers and they have therapy dogs and they are part of Service of the Armed Forces. And so they will, you know, welcome homes at the airports, going to the hospital, the veterans hospitals, up at Wade Park in Cuyahoga County. They will take the dogs up there. And we have so many pictures of these veterans with these dogs. And it's just, it's so inspiring.
We have, that's
what they are. They are our Red Cross. So that's who came to Bash Fest, where two of our husband and wife team brought the therapy dogs to Bash for our event.
Yeah. I just thought those were support animals for those people. I didn't realize that was a program that you had.
Yeah.
So if somebody has a dog that they feel that would do well, for example, at Altman at the hospital, there's a class and a process that you do to register your dog to be at the hospital. Is it very similar to the
Red
Cross program?
Yep. And they become a Red Cross volunteer and their dog becomes a therapy dog for veterans.
Oh my gosh. I will definitely highlight that in the show notes too. That's incredible.
Yeah.
See, Kim, there's just more stuff that just keeps coming out that I had no idea about. I love
it. Oh, isn't that cool? Yeah.
It is totally cool.
We also, as I mentioned, service the armed forces. So if you're interested in servicing veterans or active service members, you can join that team. And there's a lot that you can do under the umbrella of service the armed forces. As I mentioned, emergency communication is one, but we do a lot of outreach, with veteran outreach and hospital visits, things of that sort too.
That's awesome. Wow. I love all the different levels and the different segues that you have that are reaching out. That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about some myths that people may have about not only the American Red Cross, but all the things that you do, maybe as a volunteer, maybe you're a new blood donor and you're like, okay, I've donated my blood and you've gone one time and you're like, I'm finished. I don't need to do it again. You're going to have it forever. I'm sure that there's some myths surrounding all of that. Can you share what that would be, like shelf life of blood and all the other product that you take, like you said, biomedically?
Yeah, absolutely. So blood has a shelf life, and that's why we are constantly in need of life-saving blood. And people don't realize that platelets have a shelf life of about 5 days. Red blood cells will last a little bit longer, 42 days, give or take. But again, there is a shelf life for these products. And so it's not like you can give blood, we freeze it, and then just hang on to it until it's needed. So that's why we're always pleading for people to please give blood regularly. You could give blood every 56 days, whole blood. You could give every 56 days. Platelets, you could give, you don't have to wait as long, but whole blood is every 56 days. So the need is always there. I mean, you know, you have cancer patients that need blood transfusions. You got sickle cell patients who need blood transfusions. You've got people that are in car wrecks. So it's endless. I mean, people don't realize that every 2 seconds, someone in America needs life-saving blood. Wow. Every 2 seconds. So the need is always there. Something else, another myth, when you had mentioned myths that came to mind, is the American Red Cross is not a government agency. And people think that we are, one, because our license plates are government plates. And when there's major disasters, we respond alongside of FEMA, Homeland Security, and providing disaster outreach. But we are a 501c3. We are a nonprofit agency. We raise money just like any other nonprofit. What makes us different is we have two charters through Congress. And one charter is that we are to provide disaster services with big major disasters, which is why you always see us. And then the other charter is to provide emergency communication between service members and their families. Wow. But with those charters, we don't get paid to do that through the government. So it is a charter that's up to us to fund it. And we have for a couple hundred years, we've done that. Well, not quite 200, but we're getting there. So
That's a good distinction to make, Kim. Yeah. I guess I thought there was some sort of like support from, you know, federal funding, but it's not.
No, it's not. We can apply for federal funds just like any other nonprofit, but we're not guaranteed the funds.
Right. So that's a good segue into what are the different ways that we can do as individuals to support the American Red Cross?
So that's a great question. And the number one is financial resources. You know, we're always in need of financial resources. And as I mentioned, we respond to about 65,000 disasters every year. And I'll add this too. In 2023, so last year, the United States experienced an all-time record high of major disasters totaling over $28 billion. That's just in the United States, what it costs for these disasters, which includes Hawaii.
Yeah,
that was a major disaster.
Fire,
so $28 billion is what is spent on these disasters. And that's not Red Cross. That's not Red Cross. That is what these disasters cost the country in just one year. So financial resources help us immensely. We are always, always grateful for our generous donors. Donating blood, life-saving blood. That costs the donor just their blood. No financial cost, but that blood saves lives. And that is very important for the recipients of those blood donations. And then, of course, as I mentioned, volunteering. Our workforce, 90% of our workforce is volunteers. So we rely on them to help us, and all of our board members. You know, we have board members across the country, and our board members, I remind my board frequently that they are volunteers.
Yeah.
They help us push our mission forward as well as financially contribute to the organization.
Yeah. 90%. So the people that you see on the news whenever there's a natural disaster showing up as the American Red Cross are volunteers.
That's right. They are volunteers. Yes, they are amazing people. I as I said, I've been here 24 years, and my favorite part of the job always has been working with the volunteers. And I adore my board, and I love our donors and all that. But the volunteers, they're so inspiring. They give of their time. They're selfless. And
it's at the drop of a hat. You don't get a notification that you're going. I'm like doing air quotes. No one can see me going into work today. This is something that happens and they are immediately there.
They are. And they, you know, they, when you look at their work time, they are on call thousands of hours. They're on call. Even if they only respond to a fire, you know, two or three times a month, they are on call, ready to go 365 days a year. Wow. They're amazing. They're inspiring to me.
Yeah. I feel like this next question of why it's so important to support the American Red Cross is silly, because you have just stated so many reasons, but the recipients of that help, it's not like they're applying for it. It's not like they're like, okay, you're not vetting if they are worthy. You're immediately there helping.
That's right. Right. Boots on the ground helping. I mean, just opening up a shelter takes a lot of manpower to do that. Yeah. And, you know, when I talk about volunteers too, I fail to mention the importance of having volunteers that are willing to deploy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, we need thousands of people, you know, depending upon the size of the disaster, for months on end, again, depending upon the size of the disaster, helping folks get back on their feet and running these shelters and delivering food into neighborhoods and doing community assessments and damage assessments. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It is a major undertaking when we respond to major disasters. So we're always looking for folks who are willing to deploy.
Yeah. Wow. So if an organization, or now after talking to you, even an individual wants to arrange a blood drive or wants to sign up to volunteer or wants to do something to organize something to help the American Red Cross, what is the correct procedure and process to move forward to do those things with you?
So we actually have a, if somebody wanted to host a drive, now you can call the local chapter because I get calls and I get emails as well. And then I forward them to the appropriate person that would be able to handle that because I don't schedule the blood drives, but I know who does. All right. So, but there is a website. It's redcrossblood.org/host-a-drive. And you can get additional information on that. But if you want to talk to a person, you can always call our office at 330-453-0146.
I'm going to link that URL to the show notes. And I'm also going to share that office number in the show notes too. So they'll have that with this episode. So great contact information just in those two pieces right there. And that will work if you want to organize a blood drive or if you want to inquire about becoming a volunteer, because I'm sure there is a process of training and information.
There is. And really, they can go to redcross.org and right along the top, there's tabs. They click on becoming a volunteer and they can do all of that right there. It's super easy to become a volunteer. And then what happens is once they're done with that part, then it gets rerouted to the region, which would be us. And then we would have someone from volunteer services reach out to them. Yeah, we're and then, of course, to donate blood, they just put in Red Cross blood and then we'll be one of the first hits. And then they just put in their zip code. And that's what's really nice, too. They just put in their zip code and it'll give them all the blood drives in the area. And something else, too, with CPR, first aid, and AED, our training services, that is the only, out of the five arms, the five core services we have, that is the only one where we have fees involved. Okay. So if you wanted to take any of our classes, there are fees and it's certified, you know, you're certified CPR trainer. We also certify companies to train it in-house. So we also have that offered to the community as well. But one thing I'll add is if you are a Red Cross volunteer, you can take all of our trainings free of charge.
Oh, wow.
And that includes CPR classes and all that. All of that is free if you're a volunteer.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. So much great information. This is so important.
I mean, it is just such an amazing organization and I really feel blessed to have worked here as long as I have. And I truly stumbled upon this position because I wasn't even looking when I joined the company in 2000.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So do you have any events coming up the rest of the year that we can share?
I think we're going to do Bash Fest every other year.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have some other event. We're going to do something, but we're going to probably do Bash Fest every other year. But we do have an event coming up and it's called Acts of Courage. And it is a wonderful event recognizing the heroes throughout the community of Summit, Medina, Mahoney, Portage, and Trumbull County, I was missing. And it is the Greater Akron and Mahoney Valley Chapter having the event. And it is March 7th, redcross.org/NOH heroes. So it's for Northeast Ohio Heroes. And then we're having it's called Run for the Red at the Glass City Marathon. And that is Sunday, April 28th 2024 in Toledo. So those are the two that we have coming up. And then our chapter will be doing something, but we won't know what that'll be until we meet towards the end of the month.
Okay. No, I'm excited. You'll come up with something creative. I know you.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Oh my gosh. So this is wonderful. This is so much wonderful information. And like I said, all the links that you've discussed, I'll put in our show notes.
Okay.
And if somebody has anything in particular that we didn't discuss that they want to know, they're always welcome to email us at whereyoumatter@altcare.com. And then I can get those questions to you, Kim, and you guys can address them if it's specific information that somebody needs. But I just love getting to talk to you. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing all the information.
Yeah.
So much.
Well, thanks for giving us the, you know, the time. I, you know, we love getting our word out and letting people know, because I think so many people don't even realize all that Red Cross does.
Oh my gosh. I'm one of them. I had no idea. I was just thinking blood donations, plasma. I knew you did natural disaster, you know, calls to action, found out more about the veterans' work through the event. But oh my gosh, it's just incredible. Thank you, Kim. Take care.
Right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.